It's time for Legislative Report, and this week we're happy to have with us Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler. Representative Cutler, you signed a letter along with 14 other lawmakers to Pennsylvania Utilities Commission Chairwoman Gladys Brown asking for a decrease in energy costs for Pennsylvania consumers. What prompted you to sign this letter with some of your colleagues?
Well, when you look at the recent Tax and Jobs Act that passed on the federal level, the corporate tax rate was decreased significantly for all corporations. Utility companies happen to be corporations, so they will see a decrease in their tax burden as well. And when you look at the rate-making process that the PUC, the Public Utilities Commission, oversees, one of the things that they allocate or allow the base rates for electricity prices to be set on is corporate costs, whether that be compliance or, in this case, taxes. So the understanding is with the decrease in the corporate tax liability, there should be additional portions of that rate now that are no longer needed. This letter simply asks for the PUC to go through that process and initiate that. It's my understanding, after talking with the Appropriations Chairman, Chairman Stan Saylor from York County, yesterday, as a matter of fact, we discussed this. He said in his conversations, the PUC has begun those conversations. They are looking at it, and I believe that that's well underway, and this letter was simply a public way to acknowledge the process that they're already undertaking, as well as to encourage them, hopefully, to move forward with it, as I think it would be great for all of us as ratepayers and with our electric providers.
Can you give us a brief budget update?
Sure. As your listeners might remember, the budget process officially kicks off the first Tuesday in February, and so the governor gave his address to the joint assembly with the House and the Senate, and the hearings lasted for about three and a half weeks between the House and the Senate. The hearings have now concluded. The House and Senate leaders and the governors and all of their corresponding staff are continuing to discuss what the major cost drivers are. Those three things really are the increased costs related to the governor's expansion of Medicaid, which is approximately $300 million, increased pension costs, particularly for the school employee system, which is under our education budget, of about $260 million. And then even though our prison population is declining, corrections continues to be a very fast-growing portion of the budget and is probably one of the next largest after those first two, health and human services and then education. So those three items together account for well over 80% of the budget, closer to 87-88%, and we need to get those cost drivers under control in order to control our costs going forward. So many of the initiatives that you'll see in addition to the budget as we move between now and June will focus on those cost drivers as well as completing the budget on time and hopefully early.
This is the Easter weekend. Would you like to offer your wishes for the holiday to your constituents?
Yeah, this is always one of my favorite holidays. As a believer, it's very important to me, and I want to wish everyone a happy Easter because he has risen.
Representative Cutler, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.